The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now we'll turn our attention back to Tokyo over the last few days, and what a few days it was for Irish athletics, Kate O'Connor in particular, a world silver medalist, which is an unbelievable achievement when you consider that she is only the sixth Irish person to be able to say that. We had Eamon Coughlan, Sonia O'Sullivan, and then we had Gillian O'Sullivan, Olive Loughnan and Rob Heffernan, the three of them walkers. So she is only the sixth, only the third on the track. It is an absolutely amazing, an amazing feat. So we're going to talk about it now. We're going to talk about it again a little later. But another man with a silver medal to his name, not a world silver medal, an Olympic silver medal from the marathon, of course, in Los Angeles, is John Tracy. He's also the former CEO of Sport Ireland. John, you're very welcome to the show. Did you enjoy all of that excitement from Tokyo?
Look, it was magnificent, really. And we had one magnificent performance after another from an Irish perspective. Great stuff altogether, and fantastic to see so many PBs and national records coming back to us, and medals, I might add.
And in advance of the world, I mean, it's easy maybe now to say in hindsight we all had an eye on Keane McPhillips. I certainly, when I was talking to Cathal Dennehy, we were talking about the people you'd imagine, you know, Sarah Healy and Mark English and others, and maybe a word for Keane McPhillips, but he was absolutely phenomenal.
He put himself on the world stage when you think of where he came from at the beginning of the season. And, you know, he showed us a little bit with the 144 in August. But boy, did he became a world-class athlete in Tokyo. It was one magnificent performance after another.
The nature, I guess, of athletics is such that, you know, people often talk about fourth being the cruelest place of all. There's no guarantees in the sport. You know, it's only 12 months ago Rashida came fourth. She's not here because of injury, and there's never a guarantee he'll get back there. At the same time, you look at his age profile, you look at the condition he's in, you'd have to be really excited for the future.
Look, he was a phenomenal athlete when he was a young lad. The talent was there. We were all kind of watching him, and you know, he didn't go to the States. He stayed in UCD, and he did his thing. He did his own thing, and you know, one setback after another. But he's back, and he's healthy, and he just kind of put himself in a different stratosphere altogether. And you would think that if he had been in some of those diamond leagues and the rough and tough of that, he might have been a bit more experienced, because that was a really fast 800 metres from the get-go. And he probably did too much running in the second and third lane, which he probably didn't need to do. But did he finish like no one else? And he was, if he put himself a little bit closer, I think he could probably have gone all the way. But he's exciting to watch, and we'll all be on the edge of the seat over the next number of years, but he really is. It's fantastic to see him now on the world stage.
Yeah, and he'll be getting all those Diamond League invites. There's plenty, plenty of them, you'd imagine, into the future. Which kind of will lead him nicely into Europeans next year. We might talk about that in a moment, but Kate O'Connor, I don't know about you, but it's rare I find myself in tears in any context, and I completely broke down watching her finishing the final event in the heptathlon. It was just an incredible performance.
Kate has really kind of progressed very nicely in the last number of years, and you know, winning medals in recent times in the European indoors, world indoors, and to get to this stage, you know, we were all probably thinking maybe top five would be phenomenal, right?
Yeah.
And she put herself right in there from the get-go with one personal best after another. And we were watching her very carefully. So, like, I never thought I'd be seeing an Irish athlete in the heptathlon doing so well. And she went in that javelin, and boy, that 53 metres was something else. And there she goes, rocketed into second place. And when she got into that second place, it was going to be very hard to dislodge her. She was phenomenal in the 800 metres as well. And yeah, it was great to watch. And you're right. We sat around the television. I don't think there was a dry eye in the place either. It really is fantastic when we see an Irish athlete get on the world stage in athletics, because we all love track and field. Irish people really do love it. And to see one of our own from Dundalk do it, it was fantastic. And now, very young for a 24-year-old, hopefully she'll have at least 8 more years or whatever in that cycle, and she'll do phenomenal well. And, you know, she was up against a fantastic gold medalist, which is Anna Hall. And she's a fantastic athlete, but you could kind of see Anna Hall looking at her saying, "Oh my, I'm gonna have a battle in my hands in the next few years."
I know, because there'll be people, I guess, who, as you said, they love track and field, but they might only turn it on around the Olympic Games or a Worlds, or if there's a bit of chatter around the Europeans, and they'll have, you know, read about Kate O'Connor. Well, she won a European indoor medal earlier this year, and she won at the World University Games. So maybe it's not a huge shock, but you'll understand more than they will the jump between that standard and world championship standard.
Yeah, this is another level again, without a shadow of a doubt. There's no one missing. They're all there. They're all trying to win these medals. And she put herself right there. Was competitive in every event. Didn't have a weak event. And it's one great performance after another. And it's the discipline around that. It's the coaching that she gets. It's all the supports that she has that enable her to do that. And just grit and determination, and a joy to watch is the only way you describe it.
A word as well, I think, has to be devoted to the team around, not just Kate O'Connor and Keane McPhillis, but others as well, to turn up at these events and to run PBs and national records would suggest that everybody around them got their timing perfectly.
They did, and it was a very long season. We're into the end of September, and traditionally these athletes would be peaking in July and August. But if you look down at the results, Fionnuala McCormack, ninth in the marathon.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Andrew Coskren, finalist in the 1500 metres. Our 5000 metre runners equipped themselves very well. Mark English, again, another fantastic run. Sarah Healy, 10th in the final. Sarah has gone and trained with the very best, and she's reaping that benefit. Sophie O'Sullivan, we know, is going to come again. Fantastic performance from Sarah Lavin. And another woman coming up in the hammer throw, Nicola Tuckill. She'll do very well as well. And then we have Efren Gidey in the 10,000 metres. And there's a story about an immigrant coming into this country and wearing the green vest for us all. And he's a fantastic role model for a lot of us, and fantastically well done in the 10,000 metres.
And when you list off all of those athletes and you look at how they performed at the Worlds, and not just at the Worlds, over the years, Sarah in particular, Sarah Healy, had a phenomenal season on the Diamond League circuit as well. And then you look at the athletes in front of them, and you realise that, like, the Europeans next year, all going well, and that's doing a lot of heavy lifting there when it comes to a sport like this, because injuries can sneak up on them, but all going well, it's a really exciting prospect from an Irish point of view, isn't it?
It is indeed. It is indeed. And all these people that we just mentioned, that I mentioned there, will be in the reckoning next time around. And what I like about this team, and we didn't even talk about the 400 metres women, which have won our medals down through the years, right? And you throw them into the mix, because they will be back again, there's no doubt about it, in the mixed relay and the 4x400. And you know, if ever you know, you'll have someone that'll obviously get hurt somewhere along the line, but you're looking at that talent that we have now, and it's something that we should enjoy, and we will certainly enjoy the Europeans next year. And you know, I just pay tribute to Athletics Ireland and all the coaches that work with all these athletes, the sports scientists and the strength and conditioning people and the dietitians. You know, everyone plays a role here. Sport Ireland, obviously, and the Institute supporting these athletes. And that's what it is. It's actually Team Ireland. And this is really a team. And, you know, you see them all supporting each other out there. And that's fantastic as well. And they're all wishing each other well. It's very much a united team all around. So it's fantastic to see these results coming and all the time. And we can only go from strength to strength.
Well, Paul McDermott from Sport Ireland, the High Performance Director, is going to be with us a little bit later in the show. In the meantime, John, listen, thanks a million for speaking to us.
All right, Kieran, take care.
Yeah, John Tracy there, former CEO of Sport Ireland and Olympic silver medalist to boot.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.